Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. Sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problem, and I get my shit. And that's one thing I never mean to do. Cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? Have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done.
All right, we are here for the Thursday Rock and Roll Show. Hey, guys, can you hear me? Because I don't even know if anybody's here yet today. So I'll have to call in and do it on my phone if I can't hear anything from anybody. So let's ask. Oh, all right. We can hear. All right, fantastic. Okay, I'm going to start this with the Beatles, and I know some of you like it, some of you don't. Well, I like it. So here we go with Ticket to Ride.
Gina!
Opinion, and I'm sticking to it. So there you go. You know, have you guys ever had one of those weeks to where things just don't seem to gel where they're supposed to, and they slide down the hill in the sand, and they get mired in the mud, and you drown? It's been one of those weeks, guys. It's been one of those weeks. I put some lemongrass oil on my face. Big, bad, horrible mistake. I'm allergic to it. I am allergic to it. I ended up looking like a tuba player in a marching band. And it felt that way too. It still doesn't feel good. The swelling has started to go down, but it ain't good. It ain't good. So anyway, and then finances, trying to get those straightened around from Arizona. And then I got a jury summons this morning, so I had to call my doctor because I can't sit in a jury room all day. I'm just physically not able to. So we're going to get that taken care of, but that involves a trip to town. It's just one thing after another, you know. I heard that it's called life. Who would have thunk? You know, hey. You know, on the good side, though, my brother's still breathing, and he's using a walker to get around. He wants to go home. I don't think he can ever be able to go home. He doesn't have a home to go to anymore. They took his apartment away when they moved him into hospice. So, but, hey, you know what? He's still alive and breathing. So we got a blessing. We got a blessing to be thankful for. All right, here we go with, here is a Whitney Houston song. And most of you, I hope, know that Whitney Houston's mom was Sissy Houston. Sissy was the soprano backup singer with Sweet Inspirations for Elvis for a long, long time. And if you ever heard Sissy sing, you know where Whitney got her voice. So here is one of my favorites, and I'll be playing the other favorite later because it was sent to me by a friend. So here is Whitney Houston, I Who Have Nothing.
Look very much further. I don't wanna
Oh, yeah. The only one can stop Whitney is Sissy. And that's the truth. That's the truth. All right, guys. The Drifters. Y'all remember this song from the 60s. If you don't, then you weren't alive in the 60s. And I know we do have a few younger listeners, okay? But here is the Drifters, Under the Boardwalk.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk.
On the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. A blanket with my baby is where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Quite abrupt. Wasn't expecting that. I mean, when I always heard that, there was an ending to it, you know, on the radio. And this isn't the same recording. So, all right. Well, hello you there, Sue. How are you doing, baby girl?
Well, I'm doing fairly good. Are you feeling better?
My face hurts. But, you know.
Oh, like bless your heart.
The swelling is starting to go down. But at the same time, it itches more. You know.
Oh, gosh.
But I still feel like a tuba player in a marching band, so, you know.
Well, you'll get better. It'll go down, but it's going to take some time.
It's going to take probably about another week before it's normal. But, you know, it's been, today's the fourth day, and it was getting worse until today, and now it's starting to get better. So.
Well, you know, one thing about it, Jenny, there's always some good in everything. You know, you could, if you wanted to be incognito where no one would know you, it'd be a good time to do it.
Oh, yes, it would, because I do not look like myself. I definitely do not look like myself. I look in the mirror and I go, who is that? Because it does not look like me. And it's kind of weird. It's really kind of weird, but, you know, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. And another good thing I found is that I don't have to wonder about lemongrass oil anymore. I know I'm allergic to it now.
Yeah, well, next time you know to do a sample test, because that's scary to have something like that. Damn.
Well, it's not scary because it never did. It was all topical. You know,
it didn't,
it wasn't something that was in my throat or in my nasal passages to affect my breathing. It didn't get into my system in any way to cause me like any anaphylactic shock or anything. It was strictly and totally topical. But that stuff itches like crazy mad. Oh, my goodness gosh. I've never been allergic to anything before in my whole life. I haven't. Nothing.
Wow.
And now I'm allergic to lemongrass oil. Definitely. Good golly.
Well, you can mark that off of your list. Make a note of that.
Oh, gosh. Now I can feel special because I'm allergic to something. And I'm allergic to whatever kind of grass is growing in my lawn because I end up itching all over any time I go out to mow. And I do not get grass clippings all over. But I itch all over, so I'm allergic to that grass, and I don't know what kind of grass it is, but, you know, that kind of says sell the house and get out. You know, go somewhere where you know there aren't things that you're allergic to. You know, I moved to California. I'm not allergic to anything in California as far as I know. I lived there for a year. I'm not allergic to anything there. I'm not allergic to anything in Arizona unless it's a snake, but, you know. And you know, I lived in Arizona. Let's see, I lived in town by myself for 8-9 years. I never saw one snake until the very last night when we were getting ready to pull out and leave forever. Then I saw a horned rattler in my yard.
Oh my goodness.
That was it. That was it. Now, when I lived out in Congress, I lived out in Congress for 15 years. I was seeing rattlers in the yard almost every day. But there were your regular Western Diamondbacks and I don't know whatever other kind. But I didn't see any of the really bad ones. I didn't see any pygmy rattlers. I didn't see any green Mojaves. I didn't see any horned rattlers. Nothing like that. It was just regular garden variety, see everywhere Western Diamondback rattlers, and only one of them was humongously huge, and that was just a couple months after we moved there. Well, about 6 months after. And I swear to God, that mama, and she was a mama, you could tell, she was ready to lay her babies, and rattlers have live babies. They don't lay eggs. They have live babies.
Right.
She was ready. She was ready, and I swear that that mama was at least 8 inches in diameter. She was,
my goodness.
Yes, and she was a minimum, and I'm trying not to exaggerate, she was a minimum of 6 to 8 feet long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought my dog was toast, you know, because he wanted to make friends.
Oh, I bet.
And she coiled up and raised her head, and her head was 3 feet or better off the ground.
Really?
She was coiled up. And my Sheltie just wanted to make friends. Hey, what are you? Can we have friends? You want to play? Let's go. You know, and it's like I had to call him off. And it took me 3 times before he would listen to me. He was that curious. If she had bitten him, I never would have got him to the vet in time because we were a half hour away from the vet. I would have had a dead dog. But that's the only really big snake I saw when I was there. The rest of them, the biggest one I saw after that was like 3 feet. I saw a gopher snake that was maybe 4 feet long, but they're not poisonous. They're just nasty-tempered. But, you know, here, I've been here for almost a year and a half. Not one snake.
Yeah.
Not one. And I hear from other people that they're everywhere. 6 different kinds of rattlers, the cottonmouths, the green water, the black water snakes, the coral snake. I hear they're everywhere. I haven't seen not one. And I have rabbits around my yard all the time, so I know there's no snakes around my yard. Well, I don't know. Maybe rabbits are that stupid. That's possible.
Maybe so.
I don't know.
Anyway, how long is the show today?
Till 6. It's an hour and a half.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't want to waste your time because I know normally you've been doing them for an hour, some of them. And anyway, I didn't want to takes
yeah,
up all Sunday, your time.
Sunday's an hour. Sunday's an hour, and we had a lot more listeners this last Sunday, so that was a good thing. Good thing. Okay, Okay, that's always good news. I'm gonna play a song that I did a while ago, and it's from the 60s, from Captain and Tennille. Does anybody remember Captain and Tennille? They were husband and wife duo, and he played keyboards, and she sang. She had a beautiful voice. I remember her smile. She had big teeth and a gorgeous neon smile. It was beautiful. I loved her hair. Oh, man. Anyway, this is a song that Captain Tennille did back in the 60s. No, I take it back. It was the 70s, early 70s, because I was we were coming up on our third anniversary, so it was almost 75. So this probably came out in 73, 74. Okay, this is Do That To Me One More Time.
To me one more time. Once is never enough with a man like you. Do that to me one more time. I can never get enough of a man like you. One more time.
like Captain and Tennille. I did.
Yeah, very nice job.
Do you guys remember, what was that song? It was about two little critters. I want to say gophers, and it's not gophers. Anyway, it was the cutest song. I'll have to find it, and maybe I'll play it next week, because it's just a cute little song about, let me say gophers. It's not gophers, but it's like gopher love, you know, or I wish I could remember the name of it. Anyway, it's just cuter than cute, and I love that. They had a lot of those cute little songs that weren't really, they didn't have the capability of being any big hits, but they were fun,
right,
and they were nice, and
right,
they were, you could enjoy them because they were easy, you know. So
right.
Muskrat Love, that was it, Muskrat Love.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Muskrat Love. Never thought of muskrat.
Yeah,
they didn't last very long.
I think they went on off to Vegas and did a lot of shows there, but after that, they kind of didn't they split up?
Yep, they got a divorce, and that's why they didn't last. They couldn't even work together anymore. They were just, you know, like, wanted to kill each other.
Oh, my.
And I don't know what it was about or what it was over or anything like that, but, they got a divorce, and that's why they didn't last very long. They couldn't work together anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So there couldn't be any Captain and Tennille. And Tennille by herself just, I don't know, there was something about the Captain and Tennille, you know.
Yeah.
That just, Tennille on her own didn't make it. So, anyway, yeah, that's what happened to that. Well, okay.
No,
we
thought. That's not my phone.
No,
audience.
It was my phone. I don't know what it is with these people. They're just stupid. They keep trying to give me quotes on insurance and quotes on home insurance and quotes on Medicare benefits, which I've had for 2 months now. And it's like, you guys, just go away. And they have 10 million phone numbers. I keep blocking them, and they keep coming up with something else. You know, unbelievable.
Well,
so anyway, here is Los Bravos with Black is Black. I want my baby back.
Bad.
I'm wondering if it's Blog Talk that cuts them off that fast, because I don't remember that ever cutting off like that before.
Who
knows?
Could be.
Blog Talk screwed up things so bad.
Blog Talk.
Oh, I know. I know. Okay, I'm going to play an Elvis song, and I know you guys are going to hate it, but that's too bad. I'm going to play C.C. Rider.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. We like that. Let's go back now to, let me think for a second. I think this is the late 70s. Anyway, it's the Righteous Brothers, which are not with us anymore. And here is Rock and Roll Heaven. Places. I mean, you know, it was a standard thing. It had been a big hit, and they put it in their playlist, and they didn't dare remove it. They probably would have gotten drawn and quartered. But, good song. And Ginny could sing it. They had a red-headed, freckle-faced singer, Ginny Fitzgerald. She was a little live wire. She could belt a song like crazy. And she did this absolutely fantastic. And, of course, they had, Mike was the keyboard player and the drummer was whoever happened to be drumming. They didn't last long. They cycled through. And my ex was the lead and rhythm guitar, and then his friend John was bass guitar. And at one point, we had a lead singer who could also play keyboards, but that didn't last too long either. You know, when they do funky stuff, they don't stay too long. Jenny stayed the longest. Jenny was with us for 3 years. So, and then she stayed with Mike after the band broke up. Her and Mike did a duo, and she stayed with Mike for a few more years. So they lived in San Francisco, so they were right there together to be able to play and continue. My husband got stubborn. He'd been friends with the bass player since they were kids, I mean little kids. And when he quit, lack of work, the bass player was supposed to be getting them gigs, and he just didn't do it. Lack of work, you can't pay your bills, so my husband got a job in the coin field, dealing coins, which he'd done since he was seven.
Mm-hmm.
And he told the bass player that we were quitting and we were leaving after the gig that night because that was the end of the gig and there was no job lined up for afterwards. And he had warned him that that was going to be it. And I remember the bass player saying, well, that's all right. You got music in your bones. You'll be back. And I could see the sheet of stubborn wash over my husband. And I thought, oh, John, that was the wrong thing to say. And it just made my ex stubborn, and he wouldn't go back after that. He wouldn't. He missed it. He got depressed because he missed performing so badly, but he would not go back because of what John said. And I thought, well, that's kind of a stupid reason, but whatever. I even went so far, I tried to talk him out of selling his guitar. He had a Gibson 330. Dang, that thing's worth so much money right now. And I could shoot him. Well, he's already dead, so shooting him won't do any good. But anyway, I bought him an amplifier at one time for his birthday, and he had a bass guitar, and we had gotten a keyboard, and he still wouldn't get into playing music. I did hear that before he had died, for a few months before he died, he was playing guitar in a band at church. So he had started going to church again, and maybe he knew he was going to die. You know, he could have had messages, but he never would go back to performing. And I'm sorry, but you're not supposed to speak ill of the dead, but hey, you know, hey, Carl, you got this coming. I think that was a stupid shit attitude to have.
Right.
Sorry. That's how I feel about it. He could have been happier. He could have had music in his life again, and he wouldn't do it because of what John told him. I think that's just dumb. I really do. You guys, if you have something you love, just do it. Forget what anybody else says. Just do it. You got certain things that make your bones happy. Do it. You know, if it's not hurting anybody, who cares what somebody else says? Oh, well. He is gone now, so I don't have to worry about any of that stuff anymore. I miss those people, though. I miss the people in the music business. I miss a lot of the dealers from the coin business because a lot of them were our friends, but that wasn't my thing. That was his. I helped him with his thing, so they weren't my friends. And I lost all of that. And I do miss some of those people. I really do. So that's how it goes. You know, life changes, life switches, people flux in and out of your life, and that's what's happening. So, all right, UB40. Boy, and wouldn't this be nice right now? Red, red wine.
Red wine. Thank you.
that's always a nice little beat to stick in there somewhere, you know. I like that. Mm-hmm. All right. And just because I ran across this and thought, oh, wow. When I was 5, this was my absolute number one favorite song in the whole world, next to Three Wheels on My Wagon. Let you know something, right? Jenny's a little bit weird, but that's okay. Here is Sheb Woolley, who played Pete Nolan on Rawhide. Okay? Purple People Eater from 1958.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. I commenced a-shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looked strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One more.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon code, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
He wears short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, but really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune. Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undercoat, flying purple people eater.
I like
joy, flying purple people eater. What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
My kind of monster, tequila. You betcha. He knows what to drink. Oh, I loved that song when I was a kid. I still like it. It still makes me smile whenever I hear it. All right.
Yes.
Tina Turner. Ain't nobody does it like Tina Turner. Proud Mary.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Very much. Now,
I left a good job in the city, working for my man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep. I was worried about the way the things might have been.
You know the
big wheel keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning, and we're rolling,
rolling,
rolling, yeah,
rolling, oh.
Rolling on a river,
rolling on the river,
clean water place. Till I hit the ride on the riverboat queen,
go the big
wheel, keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning, and we're rolling,
rolling,
rolling, yeah,
rolling, no.
Rolling on the river,
rolling on the river,
rolling,
rolling.
Rolling,
keep on turning, turning, round there and keep on burning, burning, rolling, 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 rolling on the river, rolling, 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 rolling.
Blog Talk Fan things, you got to press things three times before it says, oh, you want me to wake up? Okay. Anyway, here is Roy Orbison, Ooby Dooby.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the Ooby Dooby. I'm trying to be near Ooby Dooby.
Thank you.
right. Tired, Homer. That song almost makes you tired, or something like that. Anyway, yeah, I need to go brush my teeth so my tongue will work. That might make it worse. Maybe I shouldn't do that. Have some protein. That'll do it. All right, hamburgers. I'm getting hungry, can you tell? Anyway, here we go with Rod Stewart. Tonight's the night. Very sexy song. Yeah, and if you look at the video with it, yeah, it gets sexier. I love that song. All right, here is a song I promised you from Whitney Houston, and Ethan sent this to me. So here is I Will Always Love You.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. think of you every step of the way. And
there's a song you want to dedicate to the person you love. Yep. That's the one that'll pluck those heartstrings and just connect them right to you. That's the song. All right, here's one from Bread. And John loved this song. Make It With You.
Maybe climbing on rainbows, but
With a particular debit card that keeps being declined. And I had sent Cindy, my friend Cindy, up to the store, and it was declined again. They sent me a message. But anyway, it finally went through, but she was entering the wrong PIN number. So
it finally
went through. So anyway. Just something all the time.
Okay. Anything to cause a problem?
Always.
I'm doing this thing. My phone locked up on me wanting an end-to-end encryption, and it's like, I don't want to do this. And it said, too bad. You can't go do anything until you do this. So, dumb.
Mm.
Anyway.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
this technology
exactly.
Sometimes is not very pleasant. It's really not.
I know. Okay, here we go. I did that. Let's see. All right. It finally let me get through it because I said, I don't want to do this. And I found what to click on it in order to not have to do that. And it's like, oh, my gosh, how stupid. Anyway. I got through that. Now I can get back to doing what I want to do. All right. Here is Exile. Kiss you all over.
I've been thinking about you, babe. You're my one desire. Wrap my arms around you, hold you close to me. Oh, babe, I want to taste your lips. I want to be your fantasy. Don't know
heartbeat. You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, I can't believe it's true. When you land in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much I love you. I need you. Kiss you all over and over again. I wanna kiss you all over till the night closes in. Till the night closes in. Stay with me, lay with me, holding me, loving me, baby.
Stop that one because I have no idea what that song was and I don't want to play it. So there we go. I just went back to it and found it and said, no, we don't want to play that. Okay. What I'm going to do now, guys, is it's time to say goodbye for the day. The show time that we had allotted is done. And I had a great time. I played songs that I wanted to hear. And it was fantastic. And I hope you all enjoyed it too, because these songs are supposed to make your bones happy. They're supposed to feed your music cells. So I hope they did that. I hope they did that. And Sunday, we'll have another hour of gospel music. And I'm going to, it's not going to be all Elvis, but it will be, I think, at least half Elvis, because that's just what it needs to be, okay? So come in on Sunday, and we'll do a nice gospel show that everybody's going to love. It'll be fantastic. And Callie's going to help us. I'll let her host it, and you guys can try and translate. Good luck. Anyway, you know, until then, guys, may the good Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Go out with a smile. Take the joy that this music has put inside of you and share it. Smile at everybody. You never know who's going to need that smile to stay alive. And a smile could do it, could make the difference. So go and share the smiles. There you go, honey. And I'm going to take this out with a song that I recorded by Aerosmith. Don't want to miss a thing.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Oh, watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away and dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever, where every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, cause I'd miss you, babe. I don't want to miss a thing, cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do. I'd still miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. Lying close to you, feeling your heart beating, and I'm wondering what you're dreaming, wondering if it's me you're seeing. Then I kiss your eyes and thank God we're together. And I just want to stay with you in this moment forever. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, cause I'd miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing, cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do. I'd still miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. And I don't want to miss one smile. And I don't want to miss one kiss. I just want to be with you, right here with you, just like this. I just want to hold you close. I feel your heart so close to mine, and to stay here in this moment for all the rest of time. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, cause I'd miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing, cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do. I'd still miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, cause I'd miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing, cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do. I'd still miss you, babe. I don't want to miss a thing. Don't want to close my eyes. Don't want to fall asleep. I don't want to miss a thing.